Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Happy New Year, Fine Music Radio listeners. On Wednesday night, I watched a film called Don't Look Up, which along with this broadcast, Looking Up, features astronomy. It has a stellar cast of Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Blanchett and Meryl Streep, and the plot follows the sighting of a large comet on a collision course with Earth. I mentioned this as it's the beginning of a new year and we're all tired of COVID and doom and gloom, so let's think of something truly bad that affects everybody. Well, something else truly bad. The reason I specifically wanted to talk about this is because it's good to feature items that involve this country. And as you all know who listen to this show, there's a lot going on here in astronomy, including scanning the skies for near-Earth objects, space rocks that may threaten our existence. So we're in the stages of commissioning the latest telescope in Sutherland, which is the Survey Telescope as part of the ATLAS project. And ATLAS stands for the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. And this telescope in Sutherland cost about $4 million and was funded by NASA. Sutherland in the Northern Cape is where the South African Astronomical Observatory hosts many telescopes and the public can visit. ATLAS is part of a worldwide network of telescopes which survey the night skies on the lookout for and monitoring what are known as near-Earth objects and will serve as an early warning system for anything that looks like it might come too close. And they do. Sometimes up to 30 small objects per year fly between us and the Moon, which is only between 300,000 and 400,000 kilometres away, a mere stone's throw in astronomical terms. But before you think it's all sorted and we need not fear getting hit by one of these, I did ask the expert scientists a few years ago on this radio show, that is two astronomers who flew in from the US to initiate the ATLAS project locally, what they would do if they did spot a rogue rock on its way to Earth, large enough to truly mess things up. They looked at each other, shrugged their shoulders and said, "Pray?" But of course we all know that Tom Cruise, George Clooney and the modern generation acolytes of the silver screen will wave their magic wands and make it go away. Here's the truth of the matter. We don't know how to knock something several kilometres long hurtling in space towards us off course. We're counting on you, Elon Musk, though his character in the movie, let me not spoil it for you. And if you think we can just pop up into space and blast the thing to smithereens, think again, as rather than one rock coming towards us, we will end up with several, and that could be a far more dangerous threat. The movie, by the way, is a highly topical dark comedy, and is really about the unholy marriage of an unaccountable power and the media, and the stupidity of anti-science rhetoric in the face of a global threat. It's not directly about astronomy, but watch it for yourselves. Let me not leave you feeling fearful. In fact, the statisticians save the day, as they are doing for the pandemic, if we would all pay attention to the complexity and not believe that anything that's true must be simple. The truth is that it is extremely rare for anything to hit Earth large enough to break through our protective atmosphere and cause significant damage. Small objects frequently collide with Earth, but there's an inverse relationship between the size of the object and the frequency of such events. The last known impact of an object of 10 kilometres or more in diameter was at the extinction event 66 million years ago, which saw off the dinosaurs. The statisticians reckon this won't happen again for, a while. So next Friday I'm hoping to interview someone who works at the South African Astronomical Observatory, who's built the ATLAS telescope in Sutherland, to tell us more about it. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and rock-free skies.